What are you doing?
Oh, good morning, Shoemaker. But I think you'll be pleased with what the elves were up to last night.
But I fired you.
Oh, I know. I'm now an independent contractor.
No, you are now nothing. You have no connection to this project whatsoever.
But I made it better.
I don't want it better. I want it my way.
Well, that speaks volumes, doesn't it?
All right. I suppose I'll go put on my buck pants.
What the hell are bus pants?
They are pants one wears over one's regular pants when one sits on bus seats that other people have previously sat on. But perhaps from your lofty heights atop the corporate ladder, you've lost touch with the struggles of the common man.
Look, I'm still happy to drive you to work. Nothing's changed in that regard. We're still roommates. We're still friends.
Except you identified me, your best friend, as a gangrenous limb that needed to be severed from the organism and tossed away. The desperate act of a little man with a big Napoleon complex.
You know what? Go put on your bus pants.
Last night I had a dream. We got so rich from the app, you and I bought matching side-by-side mansions. But there was a secret tunnel connecting your front yard to my backyard. What do you think that means?
It means after we play handball, I'm showering at home.
Morning, friend Howard, friend Raj. I see you gentlemen are enjoying beverages. Perhaps they would taste better out of these.
World's greatest astrophysicist?
And don't thank me. You earned it.
Howard Wallowitz.
Why not world's greatest engineer?
Oh, I'm sorry, I typed that into the label maker, but I just couldn't press enter. Now down to business. What would it take for you to abandon Leonard and join me in a rival company? Unless, of course, the mug is sufficient, in which case, welcome aboard.
We're not quitting on Leonard.
I understand. Your loyalty is admirable. But what if I were to up the ante?
What are you talking about?
Monogrammed keychains with a built-in laser pointer. No? How about can cozies emblazoned with our university mascot? Go Beavers. I'll be back.
Okay, let's try this one.
Spherical Hankel function.
Hold on. That's it!
It's Eureka! Hey, we agreed when it was Eureka time. We're all gonna say it together.
Let's say it together.
No, the moment is past.
Greetings, gentlemen. How goes your little project?
You mean Project Len Wallapali?
Combination of all your names. Very clever. I assume Kusra Nardowitz was taken.
Scanning equations and getting good results.
Oh, well then by all means, carry on. I wouldn't want to impede your progress.
Howard, did you solve the install time problem yet?
No, it's a little tricky. I'm going to try having it pick up the library.
What are you doing?
Playing the theremin.
No, I mean, what are you doing with the theremin?
Playing it. I've loved the theremin from the first moment I heard the original Star Trek theme, and it's been killing me to just sit in my closet gathering dust. Well, that was a little uncalled for.
No, that was completely called for. We need quiet.
So your project is more important
in mind.
Well, seeing as your project is to sabotage my project, yes.
Don't beat around the bush, Leonard. If you don't want me here, just say the word and I'll leave.
Could have beaten around the bush a little.
Trying to contact your home planet?
I'm practicing my theremin.
Oh.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah.
Something got you down there, Sheldon?
Leonard kicked me out of my own apartment and his app team.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
He wouldn't drive me to work today. I had to wear my bus pants.
Is that so?
Yes, and they're still sticky.
Aww.
Probably gonna have to throw them away.
Well, hey, you don't need Leonard and his app. You can make one with me.
With you?
Seriously, I have a great idea for one.
Is it better than your idea to move to Los Angeles and become a famous actress?
Okay, look, when you see someone wearing shoes you like, you just snap a picture of them, and the app goes on the internet to find out where you can buy them.
That's your app idea.
You don't like it?
Well, I didn't say that, but no, I don't.
Why not?
Oh, Penny, where do I begin? The simple-mindedness of your idea is exceeded only by its crass consumerism and banality.
Well, Leonard didn't want to work with you. Imagine that.
I know. It's baffling.
Cocoa, do you want some?
Do you make it with milk or water?
Milk.
Real cocoa?
That's what it says on the packet.
You have those little marshmallows?
No, sorry.
Well, I suppose it's appropriate.
What does that mean?
A disappointing drink for a disappointing day.
Hey, look at this. 20 people from the university have already signed up for a private beta.
I'm telling you, the Lenoir-Lapalle differential equation scanner meets a real need. We've got a hit.
What do you think we should set it for?
Well, based on the fact that our potential market is about 70 or 80 guys and you want a submarine, I'd say about $1 million a pop.
But what if we put out a light version for $500,000? You don't get the word of mouth going.
To bother you guys, but you've got to come take your Sheldon back.
What are you doing in your apartment?
Well, he was moping down in the lobby, so I invited him over, and now I regret it.
Why do you regret? Never mind. Stupid question.
Can't you just let him play with you until bedtime?
I'm not playing. This is real work. We're going to be hundredaires.
Okay, what if I got him to apologize and promise to behave?
Then I guess we would let him back on the app team, and while we're doing that, you could take an aerial tour of L.A. on your flying pig.
Okay, wait right here.
I'll tell you one thing. If I get rich enough, that's the kind of girl I want to take on a submarine ride. And yes, that time I meant it to be dirty.
Really? Leonard wants me back.
Oh, yes. He says they are lost without you.
Well, we sure saw that coming.
That's right.
You know what I'm going to do? I am going to sit here and just let them stew.
No, no, no. You know, they have suffered enough. You know, everybody suffered enough. The thing is, you're going to have to offer him a face-saving way out of this.
How?
Say you're sorry.
Oh, no. Well, Mrs. Mary Cooper didn't raise her no liars.
Okay. How about this? You know how you're always trying to learn about sarcasm?
No.
No?
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, good for you. So all you have to do here is say you're sorry to Leonard, but say it sarcastically.
Of course. He will hear it as an attempt to mend fences as opposed to the withering condemnation you and I will know it to be.
Yeah, Yeah, that was my plan. All right, come on, go.
By the way, thank you for the delicious cocoa.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, I'm getting good at this. Okay, now that you're back on the team, let's get you caught up. Before you begin, let me say again how deeply sorry I am for my earlier behavior and how much I respect and admire your leadership.
Thank you.
So, as you can see, not only can you store your favorite equations, but you can forward them to your friend or post them on Facebook right from the app.
Well, I must say I am impressed.
Thanks.
Well, you all have clearly put in a lot of hard work.
We have.
As a result, you have taken the most important step on the road to success, learning what not to do. Now, let's start fresh. However, we're going to need some tea.
These are knockoff Manolo Blahniks.
Bored.
Why don't you say it yourself? We have to create a database before you can write an algo thingy.
The algorithm. You see, Jenny, Alan Turing defined an algorithm.
Bored. Okay, these are Steve Madden. These are Nine West. These are Target. Oh, but don't they look like Chanel? These are
Mike.